Owning a house means constant maintenance in one place or another. It's incremental maintenance. You have to take care of things over time. And one of the things that needs to be on your list is your chimney. Connie has a problem in Hempstead, and so we go to the expert in chimneys, Tom's trusted home show pro, and that's Lee over at Lord's. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning.
We have a question for you, and I think this is right up your alley here. Connie in Hempstead says, I've detected a smell of ashes near my fireplace. The fact is, she says, I would smell smoke every time we used our chimney, so when the season was over, I cleaned it out real well, and I haven't used it in January, but I'm still getting that ashes smell. What could be the cause of the smoky smell in the ashes?
We get that question all the time. While you're using the fireplace, it could be something wrong with the fireplace itself. It could have some kind of a clog or an obstruction, or it could be physically designed incorrectly.
How often do you run into that where a chimney's built wrong?
Probably 80% of the time.
And that's something you can correct?
Oh, yeah. It's easy to correct.
All right. So it's possible that it's a construction problem. What if it's not a construction problem? You think there could be blockage? What would cause that?
There could be blockage. If pest control companies come and put really fine mesh over the top, soot literally builds up in those little tiny holes, and then it will literally clog and back up into your house.
Oh, my. And then you've got that smoky smell in the whole house.
Correct.
So the remedy for this, I would imagine, would be to get some of your pros out there to look at the chimney.
Yeah, you want to have someone come inspect it, and we have the video camera technology. We can see the insides, we can see clogs, and you can see it too. So we're not just telling you a problem, we're showing you a problem.
So now let's just say, just for sake of argument, that you get there, you do your inspection, and there isn't a blockage, and she still has that ashes kind of smell. What could cause that?
Well, when you're actually using it, it could be as simple as wet wood, or the way you're lighting the actual fire. If you don't go through the proper procedures to get a fire lit, where you preheat the venting system, or you don't crack a window or a door to give that combustion air to the fire, that can cause it. Also, if it's smelling after you're done, a distance after, it can even be a problem inside the house where your house is pulling air down the fireplace, and that's what you're smelling.
So that would be time to call Absolute Comfort Air and have them come check your air conditioning system then.
Correct. That would be the appropriate long-term solution.
But it sounds like the prudent thing to do would be to start with a chimney inspection first to make sure that that is sound.
That's always the best bet, because it could be just something extremely simple.
All right. And the guy to find that out for you is Lee. He's from Lord's Chimney. He's one of Tom's home show pros. Now you know why. And you can find all about him and get in touch with him by visiting homeshowradio.com and clicking on that Lord's Chimney button right there on the homepage. Lee, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.